part of our worship service here at the Fort Payne Family Worship Center. The Bible says to lay aside every hindrance, every weight. Matt, will you take this here for me? That just weights down this left side so much. So if I preach a little long this morning, it's his fault. He's got my watch, and he's free at any time to tell me it's time. Not watching you. He's the man. And I'm not even going to look over at him today. Amen. Well, we didn't plan it, but Matthew pretty well sung the song that went right along with my message this morning. Today is going to be a reality check. Do we really believe that God can? Do we really believe that God can do anything? I come to tell you this morning that you cannot believe the Bible and not believe that God can. Because all through the Scripture you see where God done what couldn't be done. He performed miracle after miracle. 5 loaves and 2 fish. Fed a multitude of people. Had leftovers. I'm here to tell somebody this morning that God can. I don't know what you're facing. Don't know what you're going through. But I want you to get this in your spirit this morning, that we serve an awesome God, a God that's got all power and authority. We serve a God that the very hair on our head is numbered. He can. He can put a broken home back together. He can bring a family back together. He can take that drug addict without the 12 steps and change their life and put them on the right path. Amen? He can change that alcoholic. And I'm here to tell you, He can change your circumstance. Your situation. Look at your neighbor and say, God can. Amen. He can. Psalm 78 and 19 says, yea, they spake against God. Talking about the children of Israel. They spake against God. Do you realize that you can speak against God by not believing what God says? They spake against God. They said. Now notice what they said. Can God furnish a table in the wilderness? Can God furnish a table in the wilderness? There's a song that we used to sing as a quartet that came to my mind as I began to think on this message this morning. And the song goes something like this. It says, I know my God can do it. To Him, there is nothing to it. I know He'll see me through it. Sweet victory. Well, even when the storms are raging, He is the Rock of Ages. I know He is able. Mighty is He. understanding that we serve the same God. That created the universe. We serve the same God that spoke this world into existence. We say we serve the same God that when you was lost and everybody else gave up on you, God reached down. And for some of us, He had to reach way down. And He changed our lives. I know my God can do it. To Him, there is nothing to it. Whatever you're facing, He's able. Don't lose your faith. Can I say it one more time? Don't lose your faith. In Jeremiah 32, it says, O sovereign Lord, You have made the heavens and the earth by Your great power and Your outstretched arm. Notice the last part of this verse that says, nothing is too hard for You. Do we have any believers in the house today? That you believe that there's nothing too hard for God. In Ephesians 3:20, it says, now unto Him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or even think. Somebody needs to hear this morning. God is able. In my reading, I come across this, and I wanted to share it with you this morning. You say versus what God says. You might say it's impossible. The situation that what I'm going through, it's impossible. But I come to tell you this morning that God said, all things are possible to them that believe. Do we have any believers in the house? Oh, I'm going to ask you that one more time. Do we really have some believers here at the Family Worship Center that believes that God can do all things? Nothing is impossible to Him that believes. You might say, I can't go on. Have you ever been there? I have. You say, I can't go on. But God says, my grace. Oh, hallelujah to God. My grace is sufficient. If you're in the bottom of the pit, I'm here to tell you, His grace is sufficient. You might say this morning, I'm not able. But God says in 2 Corinthians 9:8, God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye always having all sufficiency in all things. Then there's others that say, it don't matter, I can't get ahead, I can't manage things. But I'm here to tell you, my God said, He will supply all of your needs according to His riches in glory. You might say, I'm afraid. The other day I was coming down the road and minding my own business, and the car in front of me decided that they needed to make an emergency stop right quick. And I was blaming him when it was three cars above him. And I get stopped, and all of a sudden I hear tires are squealing, and I brace myself to get hit. And I'm here to tell you, there was a moment there that my heart skipped a beat. Amen. Somebody might say, oh, he get where I'm at, things like that wouldn't bother you. Amen. I'll see you after church. Amen. I'll catch you walking to your car and pull up behind you and blow the horn. We'll see how spiritual you are. Amen. You walk out in the middle of the road on this highway, you better be afraid. You get in your car, you better be afraid. Amen. But you might say, I'm afraid. Every time I try to get up and do something, you know, it just, things fall apart. I live in a spirit of fear. But I'm here to tell you, God did not give us the spirit of fear. He has given us power. Can I hear somebody that's got power this morning? He didn't give us the spirit of fear, but He has given us power. Oh, hallelujah. I feel God in this place. Now, if I hadn't got you yet, I'm fixing to. Look at your neighbor and say, he's fixing to preach to you. You might say that I am so worried and I am so frustrated. But I'm here to tell you, God said, casting all of your cares upon me. Why? Because I care for you. I've come to the conclusion that when I can't sleep at night, I just turn over and say, now, Lord, I know you're going to be awake. I'm going to go ahead and go to sleep because I know you got this night, you got tomorrow too. I'm casting all of my cares upon you because I know that you care for me. And in those times that you feel like that you're surrounded by people, but you're all alone. Anybody ever felt that way? Be in the midst of a congregation, but yet you're sitting there and you feel all alone. And you think, oh my, I feel all alone and nobody's around me. I'm here to tell you, you're never alone because God said, I will never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll go all the way, even to the end of the way. Hallelujah to God. And there's those sitting under the sound of my voice right now. Yes, I can read what's in your mind. Amen. Somebody said, oh no. But there's those sitting under the sound of my voice that you're confused. You're walking through life. You can't figure it out. You keep thinking, one day I'm going to figure it all out. But right now, I can't figure things out. My blessed Lord, you ought to pastor when you can't figure it all out. Amen. There's been times that I come to church, I prayed, I fasted, I saw God, I studied the Word, I was prepared, amen, and it seemed like I couldn't preach. And there's been other times that I've come and I said, well, didn't do me no good last week, I'll try it this week. And God just shows that I can't figure it out. But I'm here to tell somebody, when you can't figure it out, my God said, I will direct your steps. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Even when you can't figure it out, I'm here to tell you, my God can order every step that you take. Now listen, I'm not giving the altar call right now, so you keep your seat. There are those that saying, I am so tired. Do you ever did that? I am so tired. I said that this week. Friday evening, I said, I am so tired. I think I'll just go home, go to bed. It don't work that way. Amen. I wished it did. When I can sleep, I can't. And when I can't sleep, I can. Somebody help me here. You know exactly what I'm talking about, because I could call you and you'd answer the phone. It may be 12 o'clock, but Roy Jones, you'd answer the phone. I'm tired. But I come to tell you, you may be tired. You may say I'm tired, but I'm here to tell you, God said, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden. Amen. And I will give you rest. I want to tell you, there's nothing like the rest of God. Amen. I can sleep all night and wake up tired, but when God gives me rest, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He says, I'll give you rest. Then he said, you shall find rest for your soul. Some of you can take a sleeping pill, not rest. It's because your soul is not at peace. Your soul is not at rest with God. Amen. And the last thing here, you might say, nobody really loves me. Have you ever had a juniper tree experience? I mean, well, you went over and sat under the juniper tree and you just cried out, my wife don't love me, my kids don't love me. My grandkids don't love me. My dog growled at me. Church don't love me. Amen. I've had one of them. I've had one just here lately. The churches don't love me anymore. I've been with them all these years, and I just don't love me anymore. We have that juniper tree experience. Amen. But how many times have we said, they just don't love me? But I'm here to tell somebody, John 3:16, for God so loved the world. I'm here to tell you, you're loved by God and you're loved by God's people. You may feel all alone and you may feel like nobody loves you, but I come to tell somebody, God loves you even when you were dead in your sins and your trespasses. He loved you. Some people can't comprehend that. They got the mentality that when I get all my ducks in row, and I get everything taken care of, God's going to love me. How's that working for you? Amen. He loved me when I was in the deepest pit. He loved me when I was out drinking with the boys. He loved me when I didn't even love myself. And I'm here to tell you, I don't know where you're at this morning, but I want to tell you on the authority of God's Word, God loves you. Look to your neighbor and say, God loves you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Do you believe that this morning? God loves you, God loves you, God loves you. Well, glory. Can God furnish a table in the wilderness? You know, I read that and I thought, that's one of the dumbest questions that I have ever read. You know, we look back on it. Miracle after miracle. Let's go to the Red Sea. God divides the Red Sea. They walk across on dry land. And some professor said it was only 2 inches of water. And somebody said, well, praise the Lord. Let's have a shout and fit. It drowned Pharaoh's army in 2 inches of water. I'm talking about a miracle. And they had the nerve to say, can God furnish a table in the wilderness? Now, I want to tell you, I know we don't have any complainers here. If you know any, just point them out to me. They complain. Moses said, Lord, they're about to stone me. Did you bring us? I wish that we were back in Egypt. At least we had something to drink there. Besides just a bitter water. The Lord tells Moses, just cast a limb in the water, and you can go back and read it, and this is the way I'm going to tell it. And the water became sweet. I come to tell somebody God's about to sweeten somebody's water this morning. Oh yeah, you've been drinking that old bitter water, but I'm here to tell you, God's about to sweeten somebody's water up this morning. Oh, I wish that we were back in Egypt. At least we had some food to eat. God rains down manna for them. And you're thinking, my Lord, have mercy. Look what God said. The nerve of them to even ask that foolish question. Go out in the morning, there's manna. Go out and eat, there's manna. God furnished them something to drink. God furnished them food to eat. Everywhere they went, God was providing for them. And they had the nerve to say, can God furnish a table in the wilderness? I come to tell you, as I'm closing this service this morning, amen, God is able and God can furnish a table in your wilderness. Amen. If you'll just pull yourself up to the table and begin to eat what God has given you this morning. Rhonda's coming to the piano. I'm not through. I'm just quitting. Give me my watch back. You can't trust these preachers. Can God? Somebody needs to hear what I'm saying. Some of you got loved ones that are lost. People have given up on them. But I come to tell you, don't you dare give up on them. I'm here to tell you, God's able to save to the guttermost. You want to know how I know that? Bobby's saved. Amen. Brother Underwood's saved. Brother Roy is saved. Amen. He said, I'm talking about a man called Saul. And I don't know where you see this or not. I don't think the church in that day was praying for Saul. When they met and said, let's pray for the lost. I don't doubt that there was not anybody in that service that said, hey, let's pray for Saul. You mean the one that persecuted the church and the one that's killing the Christians and you want us to pray for? I don't think they were praying for, but I'm here to tell you, on the road to Damascus, God got a hold of Paul and shook him up. Amen. God reached way down to where he was at, the one that persecuted the church, and saved him. How about Nineveh? Oh, Jonah. Amen. He got mad because God was using him. Amen. He didn't want Nineveh to be saved. But God did it anyway. Amen. There's some of you right now. Your friends still don't believe you're saved. But God did it anyway. God's able to reach down to the uttermost and save those that are lost. I'm here to tell you, God can furnish a table in the wilderness. He can save that one that is lost. Don't you give up on your loved ones. Don't you give up on your children. Don't you give up on that companion. Don't you give up. Amen. God can reach down to where they're at. I believe even while we're in this service this morning, the Holy Spirit is convicting somebody. Amen. And they're about to give their heart and life to God. My blessed Lord, I feel faith in this house. It may be your child, your companion. God knows I want my companion saved. God's able to save the unsaved. And I'm here to tell you, you're here and you're a visitor. We go on like this all the time. Don't leave and say, well, I don't know about this preacher. I don't either. Not only is he able to save the ones that you've given up on, he's able to restore. Look at the life of David. I mean, he had a man killed, committed adultery with his wife. Somebody said, wow. I'm here to tell you, that's the God we serve. Matter of fact, I'm looking at some of you. If it had not been for the grace of God, you'd be in trouble. Just like David. Yet David had a heart for God. And that's what I want this morning, is I want that heart for God. Peter denied him 3 times. But yet he restored him. He went out in wealth. And I want to tell you, God saw his tears and he sees your tears. He's able to restore those that we think that he can't restore. And I'm here to tell you, God can do the unthinkable. He can. Think about Elijah and the axe head. The man says, it's borrowed. He's chopping down logs and the axe goes into the water. And I always loved, you know, when those that say, where fell it? You lose your car keys. First thing they say, where'd you lose them? If I knew where I lost it, I wouldn't ask you to help me find them. Want to know where we get it? Elijah. Where fell it? Elijah picks up a stick, puts it into the water. The unthinkable took place. Some of you think, that's not that big a deal. You go home and you get your daddy's axe and you run your bathtub full of water and you set it in that water and throw every stick you got in there. When you get through, it's still going to be in there unless God brings it to the top. God can do the unthinkable. Do you believe that? And I'm closing. My God can supply the unsupplyable. My God will supply all of my needs according to His riches and glory. Would you stand all over the house? Hallelujah. We find in the Scripture that Scripture teaches us to not lose our faith. And that's a battle we all face as Christians. We believe in healing, but we get a stuffed up nose and we lose our faith. We believe that God's going to bless our finances, then our light bill goes up $20, and we lose our faith. But I'm here to tell you, I believe God is going to restore our faith, that we can believe God, that He can do all things. While every head is bowed and every eye is closed this morning, God's able to reach down to where you're at, and He's able to pick you up. And if you're lost, He's able to save you. If He can save Paul, who said, "Oh, wretched man that I am," He can save you. So this morning, I can't leave this service without giving an altar service. Sometimes I don't feel led to do it. But this morning, I cannot dismiss this service without giving you the opportunity, number one, to get saved. Number two, if you've been doubting God, I believe God can restore that doubt to faith. Faith that you can believe God for the impossible to take place. Regardless of what that need is, this altar is open just for you right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Tormented with fear? Why don't you let God take care of that fear? Tormented with worry and frustration? Why don't you just let God take care of it? Are they one?